Welcome to Spectrum from China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Our special guest on Spectrum this week is not really a special guest. She's special and she's been a guest, but she's somebody that you hear all the time on China America Radio. Helen Liu is here and we're going to talk to her because she has just returned from a trip to China. So welcome back to the Spectrum show. This is where we all started together last year.
Thank you, Steve. Nice to see you again after almost a month, huh?
Tell me, how did you plan your trip to China, first of all? Tell me, when you started thinking about going back to China for your visit, where did you want to go? Who did you want to see? How did you plan it? And then we'll find out if you did what you wanted to do.
I'm a very good planner, as a matter of fact. So I'm thinking 2 weeks is a little short, and then 1 month I couldn't afford it, so I planned 3 weeks. And then I have something to do in Shanghai, and then Shanghai I want to also check the progress and then the current status of Shanghai. So I live there for 5 years, so I say, well, I will fly to Shanghai. And then another thing that my daughter really liked Japan, and then we actually like Japan Airlines, any Japan Airlines we like. We like their service, their food. So we purposely choose Nippon, and then flew through Tokyo to Shanghai on the way there. And then we actually planned a trip, stay over in Tokyo on the way back. So after we get over with the jet lag, we can enjoy a few days in Tokyo. And then another thing we have to do is going to see my mom and dad in Wuhan. So that's a route we have to do. And another thing we want to do, actually, which is I really want to show my daughter the southwest part of China. Yunnan province, you know, that is a very unique area of China. It's has a lot of minority, different culture, and then fantastic scenery, and then, you know, especially we want to reach to Shangri-La this time. So that's how we plan how many stops we want to do, and then, you know, that's a plan.
So your first stop off in China was Shanghai? You went there first.
Mm-hmm.
How had you? You had not been back to Shanghai since the expo and all of the building went on.
Yes.
How was it?
So I haven't been in Shanghai for 2 years, and then actually 2 years ago I stopped in Shanghai for only a short period of time, and then it was expo, it was construction everywhere. This time I feel that Shanghai is much more calming down, and then much more quiet, and then you don't see constructions anymore. People are more following their routines, and then and you realize the road is so wide. Maybe because I live in Pudong this time, and the road is too wide, so wide, and then people are having their life very calm and peaceful, and then it's just like peaceful feeling of coming back to home.
It's settled down now since all the tourists came and went. Do you think the city is better for having that expo? Do you think it improved anything, or the lives of the people who live there, or the economy?
I heard from my friend, like the expatriate living in Shanghai for quite some time, they say they do see the change, the positive change after the expo. Not just the infrastructure part. I think people are more open, and then civilized, and more polite. So it changed changed people's behavior, and then the society, and then the whole civilization level of Shanghai.
I guess many people living in Shanghai got to meet people from all over the world they'd never seen before. So they had to learn new things, new customs, learn how to meet people from strange, different places that came to the expo. So maybe everybody got a little smarter.
Yeah, I think it's probably a lot of education and information and experience and the awareness of now Shanghai as an international metropolitan.
Did you get to the new area where they built a lot of the new construction, or were you over in the Bund on the old side?
I'm on the Puxi and Pudong side, and then looks like the center of the city has been already developed. And then there was nothing new anymore. And then, but I actually managed to go to visit some of my artist friend in the more extended areas. That is like a little bit further away from the city. The city has been expanded substantially, but then the center of the city, it's much more settled. That's my feeling.
How many days did you stay in Shanghai?
Actually, I stayed 3 days in Shanghai. On the way back from Shangri-La, I stayed one more evening, so it's about 4 nights.
Then what was your next stop after that? Where did you go from Shanghai?
Then I went to Wuhan to visit my parents. Wuhan has been changed substantially too. This is a surprise, because Wuhan is not the most famous big cities. I don't know what's the rank of the 10 biggest city in China now, but Wuhan used to be number 5, number 6. Now I think it's still one of the top 10 cities. But then the change of Wuhan was so slow. I always feel like Wuhan was like a county other than a city. All these years when I live in Shanghai, but this time it just blow my mind that how much it's developed. And then they actually have the old area, which is a commercial area, which is Hankou, and then they have the culture and art education area, Wuchang, and then where my parents live in Haiyang, Haiyang is actually extended area because of the Changjiang, and then Hanshui is when they join, they create a new area that's called Haiyang. So, and then Wuhan is famous for this three parts of the town, and then that's because the biggest branch of Yangtze River, Hanshui, joined the Changjiang at that point. But I discovered something new. As soon as I got back, my family say they want to show me a place, that is new shopping area. And then I say, well, I was not really... I was not really into, but then they really grabbed me. So when I went there, I was just shocked, because it's such a big scale of high, very, very high level, commercially, artistically, architecturally developed area. What they did is they link the biggest lake in Wuhan, which is Donghu, with another lake, a second biggest lake, Shahu. They actually find a way to link these two lakes together, and then they create a new commercial area that is, I would say, at least 10 times big than the Xintiandi in Shanghai. And then they have everything, clothes store, and then they have a lot of food, and it's very high scale architecturally. They actually recreate this kind of old look, loft, and then commercial building. I was just absolutely stunned and shocked by the scale of the development.
What is the income? What is the business of Wuhan? What is the industry there? Why do people live in Wuhan? What goes on?
Used to be a steel manufacturing, and then commercially, Hankou is one of the important port along the Yangtze River, and then besides that, they have like textile business. They used to have all the big heavy manufacturing business. They used to have all of this. But now Wuhan, Wuhan has a very unique geographic location. It's actually between the east and the west, and then south and the north. So it's the transportation hub of China. So it's a very important city. But then sadly, it was really not being paid attention or developed in the past. But now if you look at the Hankou, which is the commercial side of Wuhan, from Wuchang, it just looked like Hong Kong. It just looked like the feeling from Jiansazui of Hong Kong, and then to see the Hong Kong Island. I was shocked that how beautiful Wuhan is. They also create a new development area. So it's all new building, and then the highway, everything is just beautiful.
How was your family? Did you have some nice family time to spend with them? And did they think you have changed because you've been living here in the United States?
Well, we're family, so it's, you know, it's the same. But then what I realize is they got so much confidence about their life. They really want to show their life to me, which I think, in a way, their living standard is equal or higher than New York. The reason I'm saying that, they eat so well. Okay, they have so much time to spend with family and then friends. So I think in terms of quality of life, they are probably much better and they have less stress. Although everybody's talking about real estate, and then but then, you know, everybody have big apartment to live, and then, you know, they are having, you know, either their business or their job to do. My parents are in, you know, having fair amount of retirement fund, and then everybody is actually very relaxed and happy.
Has your family ever come to visit you in New York?
No, somehow I haven't invited my parents or my any of my family to New York yet since I moved here 4 years ago. You know that New York is always, you know, very tight, you know, very tight with space and everything. I haven't really thought about inviting them here yet.
Probably would be a lot of work to take care of them for a couple of weeks in a place like New York, which is very busy and very expensive.
If you go to China, you call people and then they come to meet you, right? And then they meet you one by one and you feel like, oh my God, I've been away for like 4 years. People still remember me. That not only remember you, they actually really, really treat you as a longtime friend. But then in New York, the case might be, oh, I'm too busy next time. So I really feel like great in China.
Well, speaking of too busy and next time, we're having a nice visit with Helen Liu, who's just returned from China. And, of course, she has our one-minute Mandarin classes on China America Radio and is the founder of Wall Street Chinese, downtown New York City. And what we're going to do is we're going to break our show into two pieces, and we'll play this part of the show now for the listeners, and then we'll pick up the rest of your trip, and we'll tell them about that next week. So we'll talk to you again very soon.
Great. See you soon.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service program that features news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. If you have some ideas for future topics and guests to be featured on Spectrum, we'd appreciate your suggestions. Email us at news@ChinaAmericaHitRadio.com. Then listen every Sunday for Spectrum at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on China America Hit Radio.